2 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Doesn't matter what I say. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my mind. 4 that want to own me, 2 that want to stone me, 1 says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. I've been looking for a girl like you. You look at me, you got nothing left to say. I'm on about at you until I get my way. I won't dance, you won't sing. I just wanna love you, but you wanna wear my ring. Let's ride. And now, it's time for the Cacique Pregame Show on the HEB Riders Baseball Network, featuring the Andrews Distributing pregame interview, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Tyler Danford.
From Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas, it's game 6 of 6 this week between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers. Hi, everybody, and welcome into the HEB Riders Baseball Network. It's the Cacique Pregame Show. Tyler Danford with you alongside Jack Bigley, who will join us in a few moments. Frisco enters today 4-7 in the second half, tied for third in the Texas League South, 42-37 overall. Arkansas 7-4, tied for first in the Texas League North in the second half, 42-38. in 2025. The series is a 3-2 lead for the Travelers. The Riders got back in the win column last night with a 6-1 victory over the Travelers, anchored by 2 runs batted in by Cam Colley and a 3-run home run by Framier Chavez in the top of the 7th inning. Mitch Pratt earned his 6th quality start of the season. He went to 5-2 with a victory, going 6 innings, allowing 1 run, 3 hits, 8 strikeouts, and a walk. In the Texas League North, Springfield and Arkansas paced the division along with Wichita. Then at the bottom, it's Tulsa and Northwest Arkansas, and last at 4-7. In the Texas League South, Corpus Christi, after having the worst record in the Texas League in the first half, has a 7-4 second half record. They are first place in the division. Amarillo then behind the Hooks, then followed by Frisco, Midland, and San Antonio, tied for third, all at 4-7. When we come back in the Cacique pregame show, we talk to Rough Riders hitting coach Ryan Tuntlin for our Angels Distributing pregame interview. It's all coming up next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We welcome you back into the Cacique pregame show. It's time for our Andrews Distributing pregame interview as we're joined by Rough Riders hitting coach Ryan Tuntlin. Ryan, thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me, Tyler. I appreciate it. I'm doing well. You said July 4th, so we got to celebrate with some fireworks. And then last night's win was a great treat on top of it. So looking forward to today.
The way your offense has been trending as of late, can you feel when a team is coming out of a slump offensively?
I think a lot of it comes from the mentality of kind of a team aspect, you know, the 9-1 and having good quality at bats throughout the lineup, and you know, guys taking pride in that. And I think that now the ownership and just the accountability on ours and on the players as well is moving in a direction that they want and we want, and breed some success here coming down the road.
Ryan, Framier Chavez hit the home run last night, a 3-run jack. He's got the last 2 home runs hit here at Dickey Stevens Park by a Rough Rider. What has impressed you about Framier as of late?
I didn't know that. That was good to know. Yeah, this is a hard ballpark to hit a home run at. Just talking before this, like, it's got to be a little bit lower ball flight, especially towards the corners. But Chavez a pro. I mean, I was just having some conversations about him last week, and pleasure to have, you know, in our meetings, you know, especially with the guys being a leader and then in the cage work, and I think we'll show up on the field. He hasn't had the success he wants, but I think that as he puts in that work, and he knows that too, the process will lead to those results, and the preparation will lead to the confidence, and I think we should play him every game here if he's that hot.
How would you describe Caber Rodriguez at the plate?
Steady. A guy that you can count on, disciplined, knows himself, knows the game, and is able to kind of produce in a way for this team and certain roles that others can't. So he's a pleasure again to have, and he's kind of in the same boat as Chavi. I mean, we've been together for 2-3 years plus, and just to see that evolution and maturity on their end, it's cool to see.
What are your impressions of Keith Jones II early on, Ben?
Keith Jones. He's been awesome. Just getting to know him, I mean, first couple days in, obviously he hit the tank his first A, not first AB, but first game here. Was at home. But he's been a pleasure. I think just it brings some energy into it, you know, some new faces and things like that. But he fits right into the mold of what this team's about, the personality. And just talking with him about, you know, what he likes to do on his spare time. So just mentally, what he's reading, what he's doing, and he's a great dude to be around.
How much did you get to know him in spring training, or is this a newer relationship that you've had to build?
A newer relationship, because in spring training, and we met in Instructs the previous year, actually when he first got drafted, and then in Instructs, and then in spring training. However, when you get to the nuts and bolts of it, you can kind of talk with them and be on a more personal level day in, day out. I look forward to, you know, him learning myself and then myself learning him.
Cam Colley with 8 hits and 6 runs batted in this week. Also a homer as well, maybe a couple more if it weren't for the dimensions of this ballpark. What has stood out about Cam, especially Ryan, when he's playing three of those premium positions?
He should have had another one yesterday, but we'll take the double. And he's been electric. And we were looking at that, you know, playing the premium positions, being able to bounce out in the center field and the splits. It's intriguing to just see him kind of fulfill what he's supposed to be doing and perform. I think he's the most steady guy kind of like throughout the lineup as far as a routine. Very routine-oriented, very process-oriented, and the results do show. So he's not so up and down, and he can be as consistent as he needs to. So I think in the long term, it's going to be to his benefit, and he's kind of showing who he is. So I think he's going to grow and grow more and more each game.
That does it for part one of our Andrews Distributing pregame interview with Rough Riders hitting coach Ryan Tutlin. Up next, In Touch Credit Union starting lineups and more on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday Rough Riders home game means pregame catch on the field, kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fundays presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Mark Church, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Frisco and Arkansas getting set for the series finale from Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Welcome back into the Cacique pregame show alongside Zach Bigley. I'm Tyler Danberg. Let's get you the In Touch Credit Union starting lineups. First for manager Carlos Cardoza's Frisco Rough Riders, 4-7 in the second half, tied for third in the Texas League South. Leading off the shortstop, Cam Colley. Left fielder Keith Jones, the second bat, second. Batting third, the third baseman, Caber Rodriguez. Designated hitter, Abimelech Ortiz, bats cleanup. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Luis Meazes. First baseman, Franier Chavez, he hit the three-run home run last night, bats sixth. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jax Biggers. Catcher Tucker Mitchell bats eighth. And batting ninth, the center fielder, Marcus Smith. Again, it's Colley, Jones, Rodriguez, Ortiz, Meazes, Chavez, Biggers, Mitchell, and Smith. For manager Ryan Scott's Arkansas Travelers, 7-4 in the second half, tied for first in the Texas League North. Leading off, the second baseman, Michael Arroyo, 7th-ranked Mariners prospect. Center fielder, Bill Knight, bat second. Batting third, the catcher, Connor Charpin. The right fielder, Lazaro Montez, 2nd-ranked Mariners prospect, bats cleanup. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jared Sundstrom. The first baseman, Hunter Fitzgerald, bats sixth. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Caleb Kelly. Third baseman, Ben Ramirez, bats eighth. And batting ninth, the shortstop, Josh Hood. Pitching matchup in this ballgame for the Rough Riders, it's Trey Schupach, who's making his 13th start with the Riders, 14th overall after one with AAA Round Rock. He's 5-2 with a 4.17 earned run average. He has struck out 63 batters across 58 in the third innings, and in the month of June, he was terrific. A 2.28 ERA, fourth best among all Texas League arms. He'll go up against the right-hander Marcelo Perez, who makes his second start against the Riders this week. He pitched a quality start his last time out in a win for Arkansas in the opener on Tuesday. Went six innings, allowing three runs, six hits, three strikeouts, and a walk, allowing two home runs, though, a pair of solo shots to Keith Jones and Cam Colley. Umpires in this matchup, behind the plate calling balls and strikes is Brandon Spivak. At first base, Jonathan Rector. The crew chief, Nate Dietrich, is the third base umpire. Weather today, 100 degrees, it feels like, on a sticky afternoon here in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Winds blowing at 7 miles per hour to right center and right field. When we come back, Zach Bigley has the call, the first pitch and more on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse, new restrooms and concessions with all-inclusive food and drinks from the Members Express. Upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The party decks at Riders Field offer one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The best deal at the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Draft. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday Rough Riders home game means pregame catch on the field, kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fundays presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game and enjoy out on the HEB family lawn. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. See you at Bark in the Park this summer. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders would like to thank their sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, InTouch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing & Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Antone's Pull Boys, At Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork Foods, McKinney Police Department, and Fast Signs Frisco for their support.
Now, let's get to the game.
Swinging a drive, deep into right center field. Torres at the wall, and a hit!
High drive to right. We are tied!
Deep to left, and gone!
It's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The throw to the plate, and they got him! Looking, he watches it fly.
He got him!
The Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
Has he done it again? He has!
Slides and makes the catch!
It is in time to get him!
Evan Carter wins it for the Rough Riders with a walk-off single.
It's gone!
win it. Riders win. The game is over. Oh, baby, what a night.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Alongside Tyler Danberg, here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
From North Little Rock, Arkansas, Frisco Rough Riders baseball is on the air. And we welcome you into Dickie Stevens Park. Alongside Tyler Danberg, I'm Zach Bigley. The Rough Riders and Travelers finish out this six-game home-and-home split series today as Frisco with a win would split this series with the Mariners affiliate. Cam Colley is in from the right side. Marcelo Perez, the starter today for Arkansas on the mound. And we are ready for baseball. Once again on this beautiful sunny day in North Little Rock. Perez deals in the first pitch. There's a fly ball lifted out to left field. Sundstrom racing back. He's back a couple steps, makes the catch. And there's the first out and a line drive shot to left field by Cam Colley. And a hard hit baseball, but he is out number one. That's how we're underway at 1:35, right on time. 94 degrees our first pitch temperature, 96 our feels like. Sunshine up above, 4-mile-an-hour winds drifting in from right. Keith Jones the second in from the left side, and Perez comes home. Fastball just outside, 1-0-0. Jones homered against Perez on Tuesday, and Perez's start against the Rough Riders to open this series. He readies from the stretch here in the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball, outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1 on the Rough Riders left fielder. In that game, Perez went 6 innings. He allowed 3 runs, all earned on 6 hits. An eventual win for Arkansas. 1-1 outside. It's 2-1. Marcelo Perez did not capture that win, though, as the Rough Riders got a start from Ben Anderson, in which he went 6 innings, allowing 4 runs. 2-1 offering on the way from the right-hander. This is outside. It's 3-1 now to Keith Jones, the second. Arkansas scored 4 runs in the 5th inning and then 2 runs in the top of the 10th as that game went to extras. Ended up downing the Rough Riders 6-5. 3-1 pitch to Jones. It's just high, 4. 1-out walk for the Rough Riders left fielder. Jones is aboard in the top of the 1st inning, and Caber Rodriguez makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders coming into today, 3 games back in the Texas League South at 4-7 in the second half, 42-37 overall. Arkansas 7-4 in the second half. They're tied for first in the Texas League North, 42-38 overall on the season for the Mariners affiliated Travelers. First pitch to the right-handed batting Rodriguez hovers above the zone, and it's 1-0-0, missing on a fastball. Rodriguez has had a great series, 8-for-16 with an RBI, a walk. He's scored a couple of runs. He has hit safely now in 13 of his last 14 games, batting .423 over that stretch. Throw over to first to check on Jones. He's back in with a belly flop. Rough Riders wearing their slate uniform tops today, Great Bottoms red double R ball cap. It's the camo uniform tops for the Travelers, white bottoms, and that baby blue patriotic July 4th ball cap. The pitch, that's up and in, and it's 2-0-0 on Rodriguez. The ball cap for the Travelers is a red brim, the baby blue ball cap, and a stars and stripes themed Arkansas Travelers logo. Perez looks in. He's got his sign ready with a belt-high stretch in the pitch. It's a fastball that rides inside. It's 3-0-0. Now on Rodriguez. Perez, a native of Laredo, Texas. He was drafted by the Mariners in 2022 in the 11th round out of TCU. He's making his 3rd career AA start and his 11th start overall this season. He steps off, looks back Jones, no throw. With High A Everett, a 2.04 ERA for him. He stretches in the 3-0. Up and away, 4. Back-to-back walks. Well, the Rough Riders with a pair aboard with 1 out in the 1st inning. And that brings Abimelech Ortiz to the plate. Connor Charping goes out and has a chat with Perez, his catcher. While he does that, let's introduce you to the rest of the defense that will be backing up Perez today. It's Jared Sundstrom in left field, Bill Knight in center, and Lazaro Montes roams in right field. Ben Ramirez has the hot corner at third. Josh Hood and Michael Arroyo are the double play combination at short and second up the middle. Hunter Fitzgerald at first base playing behind Rodriguez as he takes his lead. And the aforementioned Charping is the back end of the battery for Perez. So runners at first and second, one out. Nobody has scored yet. We're in the top of the first inning. Ortiz 4-for-17 in the series. The pitch. He swings and rams it up the middle. Right at Knight, the center fielder, who backs up a couple steps, makes the chest-high catch. And there's the second out. So both outs in this inning, the only two balls put in play, have been line drive outs to the outfield by Rough Riders hitters, Colley and Ortiz. Two aboard, two out for Luis Meeseas. 1-for-9 with a 4-strikeout series. Left-handed batter. And he calls for time. Before he steps in, Brandon Spivak granted our home plate umpire today. Jonathan Rector at first. Nate Diedrich is in the middle of the diamond, our third base umpire and crew chief. With two aboard for the Rough Riders in this top of the first inning. Offering in, Meeseas watches one flutter down and inside on a breaking ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Riders right fielder hitting at 232 this year, leading the club with 11 home runs, though. Open stance, red batting gloves above his helmet. The pitch, runners take off, and it's flipped foul out of play down the left side. Up onto the roof, and it does not get over the roof. It caroms back down into the empty seats below. It is not a very good crowd on hand on this Sunday, and the sparsely populated fans that have made their way out here are all scouring for some much-needed shade on this warm Sunday afternoon. 1-1 offering on the way to Meeseas. He swings and chops it onto the ground up the middle. The second baseman Arroyo's got it. He flips it onto first, and it's just in time, bounding it there on one hop. So a nifty play by Michael Arroyo. He robs Luis Meeseas of a potential RBI single, and we go to the bottom of the first inning. The veteran Trey Schupak takes the mound for the Rough Riders when we come back. We're scoreless on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, Equal Opportunity Employer.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
You guys, I gotta tell you about Asound. For only $60 a month, this isn't just regular internet. It's a total game changer. Streaming, gaming, watching live TV with DirecTV. With Asound, you get it all. Get fiber-powered 1-gig internet with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi starting at $60 a month. Every room stays connected. It's simple. No surprise pricing. For a short time, get a free unlimited Asound mobile line. Still thinking about switching? Do it. Go to Asound.com now. Restrictions apply. See Asound.com for details.
It's time to start the bottom of the first on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The 10-year minor league veteran Trey Schupak makes his 128th career start, and with the Rough Riders this year, it's start number 13. 5-2 this year, a 4.17 ERA, very misleading. He has been fantastic this season for the Rough Riders. He faces Michael Arroyo leading things off, and Arroyo calls for time and steps out before the first pitch of this bottom of the first inning. We're scoreless. Arroyo yanked his hamstring, and now a pitch clock violation is called. Nate Diedrich is barking towards the Rough Riders dugout, and now here he comes down the third baseline. Ryan Scott, the manager, out of the dugout, and he wants to have a conversation about why the pitch clock violation was being called. As Arroyo called for time, so it should have reset.
And Arroyo called time maybe because bench coach and third base coach Jose Umbria, when he was on his way towards third, gave Rough Riders manager Carlos Cardoza a hug. They exchanged some greetings and said hello, and maybe because of that, Arroyo called time.
That's good strategy from Lowe's. First pitch home to Arroyo is low and outside. It's one ball and no strike. So Arroyo dealt with a hamstring pull a couple of days ago. He's making his first appearance since this series has shifted here to Arkansas. The offering is off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. Arroyo, the number 7 prospect in the Mariners organization, 3-for-6 in the series in his limited time. 2-0, he swings and misses a good changeup diving below the zone, and it's two balls and one strike. The reason we say Shupak has had a much better season than his ERA, he had two tough starts in 1 week against Midland. Every other start has been fantastic. 2-2. Swinging a fly ball lifted into left center field. Smith, a long run back into the alley. It is off of Jones's glove, the left fielder, and it bounces down below him. It's Smith who picks it up and throws it in. And Arroyo is into second with a leadoff double. Boy, there's a lot of ground to cover in left center field. And it was Smith and Jones coming together. Jones reached out. It was right off the tip of his mitt. And it's a double for Arroyo. Bill Knight stands in now. First hit in the first batter for Arkansas. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Knight 4-for-20 in the series. First pitch to the right-handed batter, and the right-handed pitcher fits it in the bottom of the zone, a strike. It's 0-1. Deep arsenal for Trey Shupak, four-seam, two-seam cutter, curveball, slider, and changeup. And he wants to establish that fastball early on today. The 0-1. Low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. And chatting with Julio Valdez, Rough Riders pitching coach, before the ball game today, he was saying that that's going to be the most important thing, is to establish that fastball. You take a look back at Mitch Bratt's day yesterday. 1-1 offering on the way. Swinging a ground ball, left side of the infield, backhanded stop. Collie, jump throw on to first, pulls Chavez off the bag, and it's an infield single for Knight. Oh, nearly a spectacular play by Cam Collie. The throw got off in time, had enough juice to get him. It was just off the mark. Arroyo stays at second, and there are runners at first and second on back-to-back hits. Well, what athleticism by Cam Collie. So Connor Charping hits now. Right-handed batting catcher who was 0-for-13 in this series, but still hitting .298. He's been very good on the offensive side this year. In the pitch, he swings and lines it into right center field. That's down into the alley, and it keeps on rolling. Arroyo around to score. Knight around to score from first base, and it's a two-run double for Connor Charping. Only the third extra base hit this season for Connor Charping. But he makes it count. A two RBI double in the first inning. And time called as Carlos Cardoza and Michael Thiel, the Rough Riders trainer, come out and are checking on Cam Collie, who's pointing at his right shoulder after that jump throw attempt that he made. And he says he's good to go. He's going to stay in. That's always a little bit scary, just making sure that he's all right.
The right fielder, number 33, Gonzalo Montez.
Lazaro Montez hits now. 2-0, Arkansas leads, home half of the first inning. Our Rough Riders pitching had been very good through the first two games of the Arkansas side of this series. Shupak readies and deals home. Fouled back, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders had allowed just 3 runs on 6 hits in the first 2 games of this series here in North Little Rock. And already 2 runs on 3 hits in the first inning and nobody out still. Shupak, the 0-1. Swinging a line drive into center field. That's in for a base hit. Charping up to third. He gets the stop from Umbria. And now the wave. Smith booted it in center field. And Charping comes in to score. It's 3-0 Arkansas. Yeah, the Rough Riders are kicking it around a little bit in this first inning. That's only their second error in their last 7 games. They've been phenomenal defensively all season. But Smith can't make the play cleanly in center. and Sharping comes in to score as a result. No RBI for Montez.
It just looked like Smith, when he was coming in, had it kick off his leg, and instead of sprinting over to retrieve it, maybe you might have thought that Sharping had stopped at third for good, but that extra time in between allowed Sharping to reaccelerate and come home to score. So the Rough Riders looking for that spark, but it's going to have to start with the pitching and the defense. I mean, Trey Schupach has done exactly what you've wanted him to do. He's been able to make Arkansas work, put the ball in play, and have the defense go to work behind him. It just hasn't worked out so far yet for Schupach, but that competitive level is going to be able to keep him going through just 10 pitches as well through the first four batters.
Jared Sundstrom now, right-handed batter, the pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, it's 0-1. That's a very aggressive swinging Arkansas team, so that is a silver lining, is that he hasn't thrown many pitches. But the first four batters have reached against him. Double, single, double, single. Stretch in the 0-1. Breaking ball low and outside. One ball and one strike. For Schupach, in his last five starts coming into today, a 2.28 ERA. Ever since he allowed 11 over three innings against Midland back on May 25th. 1-1. Just below the zone on a fastball, and it's two balls and one strike. So the Rough Riders would like to get some length out of him today, and will certainly rely on him to try and pitch as deep as he can in today's game, no matter the score. He fires in the 2-1. Swinging a chopper, third base side. Rodriguez has got it, slings it on to second for one. Biggers on to first, not in time. The attempt to go around the horn is vanquished. They get the one out at second base. Sundstrom aboard in the fielder's choice. That goes 5-4. Hunter Fitzgerald takes his turn. 3-0 Arkansas. We play in the bottom of the first inning. One out now. Schupach, the former Midland Rockhound, is pitching in this ballpark for the third time in his career. He offers, swinging a high pop-up skyscraping shot into right field. Biggers is back from second base. With the sun glinting off his glasses, he makes the catch. And there are two away. Caleb Kelly hits now. 3-0 Arkansas, last and first. Schupach actually made his first start coming off Tommy John surgery in 2022 against these Arkansas Travelers. It's just 1 2/3 innings, allowing a run, but made two relief appearances here in this ballpark the following year in 2023. He stretches and deals to Cali. And it's low and outside, one ball and no strikes. He allowed a couple of runs over those two outings, four total innings for Schupach. Said he does not really have fond memories here. He readies in the 1-0. Runner takes off, pitches low and away. Mitchell guns down to second, not in time. And Sundstrom swipes his 22nd bag of the year. 2-0 on Cali, and now runner in scoring position. And it makes sense why Schupach would not have very fond memories of this ballpark. The last time he pitched here, the Travelers walked it off, and Schupach allowed the walk-off run. 2-0. Swinging a line drive foul down the third baseline. And it's two balls and one strike on Cali, who broke his bat. He'll have to grab a new stick. That was all the way back on June 4th, 2023. Do you remember what you're doing on June 4th, 2023?
Actually, yeah. June 4th, 2023 had just moved for the summer to Kituit, Massachusetts.
Okay. There you go.
It was at the Mashpee Commons in Mashpee, Mass. That day.
That day?
That day.
Wow. That's a pretty good recall. 2-1. Breaking ball for a strike on the outside corner. It's 2-2. So they brought you into court and said, what were you doing on this day? You'd be able to tell them.
Yeah.
Rough Riders that day won 8-7 over San Antonio back in 2023. In case you were wondering. 2-2 offering from Shupak to Caleb Kelly. Fouled away off the hands to the right side. It's still two balls and two strikes.
So what were you doing that day?
I was probably calling that game. Chris Cease went 2-for-4 with four RBIs in that game from the nine hole. Aaron Zavala and Luis Angel Acuna both with two hits. Shupak peers in. He's got his sign. Right-hander ready from the stretch. Looks back towards second. He offers. Fastball is high. It's three balls and two strikes now. Shupak has now thrown 21 pitches in this inning. Shupak peers in. Ball behind his back. He's got his sign. And the 29-year-old deals in the 3-2. Breaking ball, line foul. Third base sign. Still three balls and two strikes. Shupak, the LaGrange, Texas native, is looking forward to the All-Star break where he'll be able to spend a little more time with his family. His wife, Sarah, his son, Shepard, who's less than a year old. He looks in. He's squinting in. Mitchell divvies out the sign. He sets in the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out in a high fastball up and away. Shupak emerges out of the first inning, but three runs do come into score for Arkansas. 3-0. Travelers lead it. Top of the second next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Preferred Mechanical Group is a mechanical contracting company for commercial and industrial companies and the official mechanical contractor for your Frisco Rough Riders. PMG operates on a relationship-first approach to service, and our team is dedicated to building long-term working partnerships that help us better serve our clients. As we come to understand your HVAC system better, we're able to provide better, more targeted interventions when you need them. To find out more about how we can help you, visit pmgservice.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at ewingbuickgmc.com.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
This is Josh Young, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I was just hanging out some little West Coast.
Arkansas Travelers strike first in this Sunday matinee game. They lead 3-0 after a three-run bottom of the first inning. We're to the top of the second. Rough Riders down by that score. Franmer Chavez starts it for Frisco. He hit a three-run home run himself yesterday. Rough Riders won it 6-1 in yesterday's game. Marcelo Perez back out onto the hill, and he offers in the initial pitch to Chavez. He fits it on the outside corner for a called strike. It's 0-1. Perez walked a couple batters in the first inning, but escaped unscathed. Rough Riders trying to take it to him in the second. Great to see Chavez checking in with that three-run home run yesterday, his first home run in almost 2 months with the Rough Riders. 0-1. He swings and hammers it the opposite way down the left field line. Sundstrom chasing into the corner, and it's a foul ball. 0-2. Chavez showing off a little bit of pop here in a very difficult ballpark to hit in. will carry a little bit more today, given that the sun is out. It's a little warmer. It's a little less muggy. But still very difficult to hit in. 0-2. Up and outside. One ball, two strikes. Rough Riders have not shown off the power very well in the first two games. Just the one homer in this ballpark. 1-2. Low and away in the dirt. 2-2. That's the crazy thing. Arkansas, they have won three of the five games so far in this series. And leading here today, they have just one home run in the series. Right-hander readies from the stretch. He comes home with the 2-2. Swinging a chopper right side of the infield. Second baseman Arroyo comes up, picks, slings it off balance over to first, and gets Chavez. One down. Jax Biggers standing in now. Biggers playing his 20th career game here at Dickey Stevens Park. Since 2020, he has the second most games played at this park out of any Rough Rider. First pitch to Perez. Chopper up the first baseline. Two hops to Fitzgerald. He fields to his left. Changes his momentum towards the bag. Jogs that way and beats Biggers by three steps. Two outs. Tucker Mitchell steps in for the Rough Riders. 3-0. Arkansas leads. Top of the second. Only Kellen Strom has played more games as a Rough Rider since 2020 here in this ballpark. Strom, of course, now up with AAA Round Rock. Mitchell, one appearance in this series. He went 1-for-5. He's catching today. He takes a deep breath and steps in. Perez, third base side of the rubber, shoulders square to the bag. He pitches. It's off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. Pitching from the stretch at all times. His hat brim low, right above his eyes. He readies. And the 1-0 pitch. Mitchell swings, chops it off the plate. Third baseline, tough play. Ramirez bare hands, fires onto first, not in time. Mitchell beats out the infield single, and the Rough Riders have their first hit. Two-out base runner, Marcus Smith the batter now. Smith 3-for-10 with a triple in this series. Still waiting for Smith to really explode, though. You know it's coming. You know it's just a matter of time before he is picking up a ton of hits in a row. The offering, he shows bunt, pulls back, watches up and away. One ball and no strikes. He's an incredible athlete, very good center fielder. But has been running into a ton of poor luck so far with the Rough Riders, hitting just 103 through 20 games. 1-0. Up and outside. It's two balls and no strikes, but hitting the ball with pretty good exit velocities. Pull side shift on the infield for the Travs. Left-handed batting Smith. Open stance. 2-0. He takes one right down the middle for a strike, and it's 2-1. Riders trailing 3-0. We play in the top of the second. With gray cleats and a red shin guard on his right shin, he takes his stance, and the pitch is cut on and fouled back into Charpin's glove. It's two balls and two strikes. Cam Cauley, representing the top of the order, stands on deck for the Rough Riders. What is probably one of the warmer days of the year in the sunshine, with it being a day game. 94 was our first pitch temperature. 2-2. Chopped up the first baseline. Fitzgerald backhands down to all fours. He gets up and hustles over to first for the out. And beats Marcus Smith. Well, the Rough Riders get their first hit but cannot score. They trail 3-0 into the home half of the second on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The shift is about to get real. Of course, we're talking about Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, which offers you out-of-the-park savings on your electricity bill. Our ACs are about to get put to work, so make the switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan today and start saving. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Now back to the game on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
I don't want to move.
Lead off the Traveler.
Trey Schupach back to the hill. Bottom of the second inning. Frisco trailing 3-0 to Arkansas. Happy to have you along on this series finale. Rough Riders and Travelers. 8-9-1 due up for Arkansas. Ben Ramirez, Josh Hood, and Michael Arroyo. First pitch. Ground ball foul off the facing of the Arkansas dugout. And it's 0-1. There are a bunch of towels that were put up on the railing to help guys not getting their forearms burned when they put them up there. And three or four towels went flying in the air on that foul ball. Aren't many guys up there on the railing. Everyone seeking shade back in the dugout. 0-1. On the outside corner with the changeup, 0-2. Good bounce-back inning opportunity for Schupach after allowing the three runs in the first inning. It came on four Arkansas hits. He rocks into his wine and delivers in the 0-2 to Ramirez. Fouled off Mitchell's mask, back behind home, and it's still no balls and two strikes. Schupach tried to establish that fastball early on, but Arkansas, a very aggressive hitting team, swinging early in the count, picking up four consecutive hits to start off the inning. Two-run double by Connor Charpin, and another run coming in to score on a fielding error in center field by Marcus Smith. 0-2, check swing on a changeup low and outside. He didn't offer at it. It's one ball and two strikes. Schupach continues to keep the ball in the yard very well. He's only allowed two homers so far this year. Both of them were in the same game to the same player, Brennan Malone. 1-2. Down and in. It's two balls and two strikes. And he continues to be the perfect Sunday starter. Talked about this a little bit this season. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Change up below the zone for strike three. Second strikeout for Schupach, one out in the second inning for Josh Hood, who walks up to the song I'm So Hood, which is amazing. 3-0 Arkansas, bottom of the second. Schupach winds and fires. Breaking ball, nubbed off the end of the bat, squibbing towards first. Chavez has got it, flips underhand to the covering. Schupach chest-high feed is in time, two outs. Top of the order now for Michael Arroyo. 3-0 Arkansas, bottom of the second. Well, the reason why Schupach is the guy you want on a Sunday to finish out a series, there's a bunch of reasons. You want a veteran guy to finish out a series in this kind of situation, kind of your grimy veteran who can work quickly at the end of the week when a lot of guys are tired. First pitch to Arroyo. He fits a breaking ball in the inside corner for a strike. The curve, and it's 0-1. But also, you know, he's a big guy, and he's not someone who's going to be impacted as much by this kind of heat. 0-1. Up and in. And it's one ball and one strike. Pitching coach Julio Valdez told a story about how he had a Sunday guy back in the day who was 6'6" and very skinny and didn't keep weight on very well. 1-1. Smash back up the middle on a line. It lands into center field on the grass for a base hit. And Arroyo is 2-for-2. wasting no time after a bit of a hamstring shakeup. Bill Knight, the hitter now. 3-0, Arkansas leads. We're in the last of the second. He said that was not the best Sunday guys situation because pitching in the heat, a lot of day games on Sunday, lose a lot of weight. Shupak, kind of guy you want in these days. A chance to eat innings and try and keep the Rough Riders in it, trailing 3-0. First pitch tonight, he takes a fastball for a strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas, opening in 2007. Shupak looks in. He's got his sign. He stretches. 0-1. Breaking ball lined into left center field and shallow. Smith racing on. He reaches out. It's off of his glove and kicks away to the right. Arroyo up to third. He gets the late stop sign. Throw back behind him at third. Not in time. It's a double for Bill Knight. Boy, there are not many who even get to that baseball. Smith almost made a great catch, and it was just off his glove, and a wonderful job by Keith Jones, the second, to grab it off the odd carom from his glove and kept Arroyo from scoring. So Connor Charping hits now. Travelers at second and third, two down, already up 3-0. And the Travelers, who had just 6 hits in the first 2 games here in this ballpark in this series, have 6 hits already. We're not even through 2 innings. First pitch to Connor Charping. He fouls it away to the right side, 0-1. Charping, a 2-run double in the first. He picked up that first hit of this series after starting 0-13. Shupak readies and brings in the 0-1. Lined back up the middle. That's into right center for a hit. Arroyo down to score. Knight pedals around third and comes in. And Connor Charping has driven in 4 runs in the first 2 innings. All of a sudden, it's 5-0. Arkansas leads. 2-run single for Connor Charping. Got an elevated fastball, lined it up above the second baseman, Jax Biggers, into right center field. And a struggling offense here at home, exploding through the first 2 innings of this ballgame. Lazaro Montez stands in. And Shupak delivers home. Fits a curveball, upper edge outside corner, 0-1. Arkansas last in just about every offensive category at home. It's a very pitcher-friendly ballpark. They've only hit 12 homers, which is last in the Texas League. 39 doubles coming into today, last in the Texas League. Shupak delivers a throw over to first, not in time. Hitting just .214 as a club at home. But those numbers will go up after today. 5 runs on 7 hits already. 2 outs, bottom of the second inning. Shupak delivers home. High sky scraping pop-up left side of the infield. Gabriel Rodriguez calls for it in foul ground, makes the catch almost straddling the third base line, and the inning comes to a close. But 2 more runs come in to score. Rough Riders trail 5-0 to the top of the third. Tyler Danberg takes over next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
Head over to the Lazy Dog Restaurant and enjoy made-from-scratch meals. Dine in at the Stacy Green Shopping Center in Allen or order for pickup or delivery. Free on orders over $25. Visit LazyDogRestaurants.com. Lazy Dog is a proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
This is Evan Carter.
A splashdown into the lazy river for Evan Carter.
And you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Arkansas leads Frisco 5-0 in the top of the third inning from Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas. For the Rough Riders in this top of the third inning, it's the top of the card in Cam Colley, Keith Jones the second, and Caber Rodriguez to face right-handed throwing Marcelo Perez. One time through the order, two walks, and a single allowed, but that is all. Pitching to contact, as he often does. He stretches third base side and comes home. Colley swings and tags it in the air to right center field. The center fielder, Knight, backpedals to his left and pulls it down on the two-tone grass for out number one. Alongside Zach Bigley, Tyler Danberg with you on this sweltering 100-degree afternoon. That brings up left-hand swinging Keith Jones the second against Perez, a native of Laredo, Texas, right on the Mexican border. He grew up, though, in Nuevo Laredo on the other side of the border in Mexico. He sets belt high and his first toss to Jones. Off speed, low and outside, and it's 1-0 on Jones, walked his first time up. Perez was a part of the Nuevo Laredo Little League team that made the Little League World Series in 2012. The righty-lefty. Fastball simmers high and wide at 88. That was a Mexico team that was one game away from an international championship, which would ultimately send them to the final series. Perez readies the 2-0. Jones pokes it foul off to the left, and it's two balls, one strike. That was a Little League World Series that Seidon Rafaela, now with the Boston Red Sox, played for Curacao. Japan ended up winning their second title over their last 3 years up to that point. Perez kicks and offers. Jones tips it foul off the catcher, Charping. And it's two balls, two strikes. One down, base is empty. 5-0 Travelers over the Rough Riders in this top of the third inning. But Perez already exposed to the limelight way before he got to the professional ranks. Here he comes. Jones skies it on the infield towards the third baseline. The third baseman Ramirez traverses in and makes the catch. So there's two away. Perez has retired four of his last five. Caber Rodriguez steps in, the right-hand hitting third baseman against Marcelo Perez. Rough Riders hitting coach Ryan Tuntland said the best way to describe Caber Rodriguez is steady. He's been doing that as of late. Perez's first toss. Rodriguez swings and floats it into shallow center. The second baseman Arroyo called off by the oncoming center fielder Knight, and he hauls it in above his patriotic light blue ball cap for the inning ending out. Marcelo Perez retires the Riders and orders to the last of the third we go from North Little Rock. 5-0 Travelers on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you use directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
If you're stuck in a high car payment, own your independence at Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. Break free with one-time holiday savings and more for your trade. Your current vehicle may never be worth more. A huge selection of new Chevys on sale. Own your independence. One-time savings and more for your trade could lower your payments. See how much you'll save at ClassicChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Axis Custom Pools is the official pool builder of the Frisco Rough Riders. A veteran-owned company located in Anna, Texas, Axis Custom Pools services all throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area. Axis Custom Pools can create your dream outdoor oasis to accommodate any backyard. Give us a call today or visit our website to book your free design consultation and check out our Facebook page for monthly giveaways. Axis Custom Pools, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Arkansas leads Frisco 5-0 in the bottom of the third inning from Dickie Stevens Park. Alongside Zach Bigley, Tyler Danberg with you on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Riders right-handed starter Trey Schupak hunches over, winds and fires. A first pitch curveball that drops slow and inside to the right hand hitting Jaron Sundstrom. Sundstrom in left field today, followed by the first baseman Hunter Fitzgerald and the DH Caleb Kelly. The pitch. Check swing, roller to short. Kelly charges, sidearms it to first, and the shortstop throws out Sundstrom by a step and a half, and there's one away. Schupak went back to the breaking ball, got an excuse me swing, tapper right to Kelly, who puts it away. That sends up left hand hitting Hunter Fitzgerald. 4-for-11 in this series, a multi-hit game in 7 of his last 9. He's been one of the best hitters in the minors as of late. The pitch. Tip foul off to the left, and it's nothing and one. One down, base is empty. Travelers home half of the third, leading the Rough Riders 5-0. Arkansas leads the series 3-2. The 0-1. Changeup, stung foul off the netting behind the dish, and it's 0-2. The Travelers have tabbed Trey Schupak for 5 runs on 7 hits, but that line might be a bit misleading. Mitchell relays the sign to Schupak, who shakes him off twice. They're on the same page. The pitch. Swing and a miss on a backdoor curveball in the dirt. Mitchell hangs on, and there's a strikeout for Schupak. That's his third. Connor Charping, the Travelers catcher, has 4 runs batted in on 5 Travelers runs scored. But the Riders are a couple of bounces away from having this lead be a bit smaller than it is. The first pitch to Kelly is a curveball that flutters off the outside at 75, and it's 1-0 on the right hand hitting Travelers DH. You go back to Charping's 2-run single. That came after Bill Knight doubled on a ball hit into the left center alley that Marcus Smith couldn't hang on to. The pitch. Shot foul down the right side, out of play beyond the tarp. Smith had tracked that ball down in left center field, and because of his speed and his range, he makes that look like a play that you would think is routine or a play that you'd think he could make. Usually that's just a gap shot into left center field. The windup in the 1-1 serve. Curveball yanked hard but foul at the left field line. And it's 1-2 on Cali. So because of that, Knight was able to double, and then Charping brought in Knight and Michael Arroyo in this second inning. 2-run second after a 3-run first. Schupak into his motion, the delivery. In the dirt, spiked the slider there at 81. And the count runs even on the right-hand swinging Cali. He's the Travelers' top run producer. Base is clear, though, of Travelers here. 2 away, 5-0 Arkansas in this bottom half of the third. Schupak, who has retired 3 straight, winds and unfurls. He got him swinging. Cali swings on a breaking pitch in the dirt. Mitchell backhands it and tags out Cali for the inning-ending out. Schupak retires the side, and we're on our way to the fourth. 5-0 Arkansas, the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Antone's Famous Po' Boys are handmade daily right here in Texas. With recipes that haven't changed since 1962, it's no wonder generations of Texans have enjoyed these iconic Po' Boys. Each Antone's Po' Boy is wrapped in white butcher paper and made with the highest quality meats, cheeses, chow chow relish, and pickles, all on their fresh French bread. Mustang fans can grab them on SMU's campus or at the stadium. University of Dallas fans can also find it on campus. Pick up your Po' Boy at your local HEB, Kroger, Market Street, or Tom Thumb. Antone's is a proud sponsor of Rough Riders Baseball.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Cam Cawley, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
InTouch Credit Union offers accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning and more. Interested? Visit itcu.org. Arkansas 5, Frisco nothing. Top of the fourth inning from North Little Rock, Arkansas, and Dickey Stevens Park. Abimelech Ortiz leads things off against Travelers right-handed starter Marcelo Perez. His first toss on the way. Ortiz bangs it foul off to the left. And it's nothing and one. Ortiz riding a four-game hitting streak, but just 4-for-17 in that span. A homer and a double, pair of runs knocked in. The 0-1 to the lefty is yanked between first and second into right field. Make that a five-game hitting streak for Ortiz and a leadoff base runner for the Rough Riders, who trail 5-0 with nobody out in the top of the fourth. So now Luis Miesis follows suit, batting out of the five spot. Franmir Chavez, who hit the three-run home run last night in Frisco's 6-1 win, is on deck. Miesis, a big left-handed power-hitting slugger. Open stance, the delivery. Shot over the leaping shortstop, Hood, and into center field. Back-to-back base knocks from Ortiz and now Miesis. Two guys that certainly can use these base knocks. Great to see, Zach.
A couple guys who've been struggling at the plate recently. Even though the Rough Riders trailed by five here, trying to chip away in this fourth inning. You just love to see that on a Sunday, going into the day off, going into a hitter-friendly ballpark next week in Amarillo. Jumpstart it now, feel good going into Hodgetown, and hopefully a good series for those two guys next week as well.
It'll be six games in Amarillo. Arkansas travels to One Oak Field to take on Tulsa before the All-Star break. The pitch to Franmir Chavez is a slider that lands in on the outside edge, nothing and one. Runners on first and second, nobody out. 5-0 Travelers on top of the Rough Riders in this top of the fourth inning, but Frisco has something cooking. Perez to the belt, to the plate. Cutter banged to first. Fitzgerald Fields throws to second for one. The shortstop, Hood's turn throw back to first. In time to get Chavez. Ortiz goes to third, and there's two away. So a 3-4-1 double play induced by Perez puts two outs on the board for the Travelers in this Riders half of the fourth. Man on third, the pitch to Jax Biggers is spun up the first baseline to the first baseman Fitzgerald. He handles and underhands to Perez. The pitcher covers and collects for out number three. Perez induces back-to-back singles but gets a double play and then an inning-ending ground out. We're on our way to the fourth.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with subpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
We've reached the home half of the fourth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Riders starter Trey Schupak winds it up, and his first pitch to left-handed hitting Ben Ramirez is cut on and foul tipped into the glove of Tucker Mitchell, the Rough Riders backstop. Arkansas 5, Frisco nothing, bottom of the fourth inning. Schupak deals the 0-1. Curveball flies in knee height, called strike two. Ramirez, a left-hand hitting third baseman, 0-for-1 today against Schupak. Struck out back in the second to start off that frame. Travelers proceeded with two runs. The pitch in the air to center. Smith starts upright, back pedals, and pulls it in. Out number one. Time for our Avondale Dealerships Road to the Show spotlight. Looking back at the Texas Rangers 7-4 win last night at Petco Park in San Diego. Josh Smith, the former Rough Rider, went 2-for-5, hit a solo home run on the first pitch of the ball game. Added another run bedded in as well. The first pitch to Josh Hood is drilled into center. Smith on his horse. He's back some more onto the track at the fence, hauls it in, and crashes up against the tall green padded fence. What a play by Marcus Smith as he chugged just to the right of the 400 side, pulled it in on the back of the track, and then he clambered into that 10-foot wall for the second out of the inning.
Oh, that's just an incredible play. I mean, he had to go so far to track this baseball down, and then knowing that that wall is sneaking up on you, able to make the catch, bang up against the fence, great play. He is such a good defensive center fielder, and he's shown that off this series.
First pitch to Michael Arroyo is lifted Smith's direction into left center field. The center fielder to his right calls off his teammate Jones, and right on cue, he makes the catch. Marcus Smith with three putouts, and Trey Schupak has now set down seven straight. 5-0 Travelers. Back to Zach Bigley when we return on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. How does up to 20 hours a day of super cheap electricity sound? With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, they're all yours. Just do your best to shift big appliances away from peak hours and get rewarded with super cheap rates the rest of the day. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Time is running out to own your independence at Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Break free from paying too much with one-time July 4th savings and more for your trade. Your current vehicle may never be worth more. Don't miss the final days of July 4th savings and more for your trade at the back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. See how much you'll save at ClassicChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Step up to the plate and take your career's next big swing with the McKinney Police Department. Looking for a job with high pay, exciting variety, and the stability you need, McKinney Police Department offers competitive salaries, up to $109,000 per year, plus great benefits and a career that's anything but boring. Ready to knock it out of the park? Get started today at mckinneypolice.org/apply.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
8-9-1 due up for the Rough Riders in the top of the fifth inning. Frisco trailing 5-0 in the series finale in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Alongside Tyler Danberg, I'm Zach Bigley. Tucker Mitchell begins it against Marcelo Perez, who surrendered 3 hits in 4 innings of work. First pitch. Mitchell swings and fouls it into Charping's glove. It's 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders have had some promising starts to innings, but have not been able to capitalize. Perez walked 2 in the first inning. Riders did not score. 0-1 offering. Breaking ball popped up right side. Foul ground. First baseman Fitzgerald over towards his own dugout, and he watches it go over the netting, land on top of the dugout, and trampoline up into the stands. It's 0-2 on Mitchell. In the fourth inning, Ortiz and Miesis started it off with back-to-back singles before Frenier Chavez bounced into a 3-6-1 double play, and Jax Biggers grounded out on the first pitch he saw, and the Riders were all of a sudden turned away in the inning. 0-2 on Mitchell, he calls for time. So trying to start anew in the fifth inning. Pitch home. Low and away with a breaking ball. It's 1-2. There's a little train that runs here. It's essentially a car, a mini car, and then they have little train cars as trailers that your kids can get into, and they drive it around the concourse here. 1-2. Low off the outside corner, 2-2. Same thing down in northwest Arkansas. In Springdale, they have the same train that goes around the concourse. It's a little more special here because this ballpark was built like a train station, Union Station in Little Rock. 2-2 offering. Off the outside corner and misses. 3-2, and that train is just past the batter's eye, making its way up on the concourse in left center field above a small berm underneath the digital scoreboard. Stretch and the 3-2 pitch to Mitchell. Swing and a miss at a high fastball for strike three. One down to the first strikeout by Perez. Fifth inning, Rough Riders trailing 5-0. Marcus Smith, the batter now. The scoreboard has 4 flags on it. They're not actual flags. They are metal and completely still. They make their way across the scoreboard in an arc. Left-handed batter, first pitch from the righty, up and away to Smith, and it's 1-0. It's an Arkansas Travelers flag on the left. Up and to the right, you have a minor league baseball flag, the state of Arkansas flag up and to the right of that, and then all the way on the right, a Seattle Mariners flag. 1-0. Smith grounds it softly, a worm burner out to second. Arroyo's got it. In between his legs, he turns and throws out Smith, and there are 2 outs. Cam Colley at the top of the Riders card, the batter now. Right-handed hitter. A line-out and a fly-out in his 2 trips, both into the outfield. Riders trailing 5-0 in this top of the fifth inning. Perez from the stretch, he comes home. Fastball simmers high. It's 1-0. Colley homered against Perez and collected a couple hits against him in the opener of this series, but Riders have not been able to figure out the right-hander out of Laredo, Texas today. 1-0. Colley swings and bounces it out to shortstop. Hood to his left, fields, spins and throws on the first, not in time. Colley with an infield single on what was nearly a great play by the shortstop, Josh Hood. Colley singles to his defensive counterpart. Up Riders with a 2-out base runner for Keith Jones the second. Fourth hit today for Frisco. Jones has walked and popped out today. Left-handed batter, Perez kicks and delivers. Up and outside and misses, and it's one ball and no strikes. Jones also homered against Perez in that Tuesday game. His first career double-A game in an opposite field home run to left. 1-0 offering from the right-hander. Fouled away. On a line up on the roof and up out of the ballpark onto Broadway Street. One ball and one strike on Jones. He's collected a hit in all but one game so far this week. In his first career week in double-A. Cully draws a throw. He's back in safely. The Rough Riders have stolen a base in every game in this series, and actually coming into today, they have stolen at least one base in 12 consecutive games. 25 steals over that stretch. 1-1. Up and outside. And it's two balls and one strike. It's kind of a new look for the Rough Riders. They have 25 steals in their last 12 games. That's second in the league. And the Rough Riders have been using that to their advantage to get more men in scoring position. 2-1. Jones watches down and in. It's three balls and one strike now. Abimelech Ortiz waits on deck. Keber Rodriguez waits on deck. Let's see if Cully might take off here on this 3-1 pitch. Right-hander comes in. A swing and a miss at a high fastball. It's 3-2, and Cully did not stay, or did not go, rather, but he will be taking off on this next offering. 3-2 with two outs. And for a closer game, he might have taken off, but down 5-0, he stayed at first. 3-2, two outs. Perez delivers home. Fly ball lifted foul down the left field line. Still three balls, two strikes. Jones steps out, tucks the bat under his left arm. Adjusts the gray batting glove. Stands back in with his feet close together. Now opens his stance wide. Perez readies. And the payoff on the way. A fly ball out to right center field. Into the alley. Bill Knight cuts over from center. He's under it. Makes the catch and the inning is over. Riders turned away in the fifth inning. No runs a hit. No errors. A runner left on. They trail 5-0 in the bottom of the fifth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
We're back for the bottom of the fifth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the fifth inning, it's 5-0. Arkansas leads the Frisco Rough Riders. Happy to have you along on this Sunday afternoon. I'd like to remind you that Peak Roofing and Construction is the one-stop roofing company serving the FW and Austin areas. They provide top residential roofing services for your home. Visit peakroofingandconstruction.com to learn more. First pitch to Bill Knight from Trey Schupach is a curveball that slipped out of his hand, misses up and in. One ball and no strikes. Time now for our This Day in Baseball History, presented by Fenton Athletics. Got some Texas League history for you. Shupak wheels in with the 1-0. And a breaking ball again. This time he gets a swing and miss off the outside edge. It's 1-1. It was in this state back in 1902. The Corsicana Oil Cities won their 27th game in a row. The 1-1 is chopped off the fist. Right side, Shupak off the hill. He fields the bare hand, throws on to first from a knee, and it's in time. One away. Connor Charpingdatsu has a career-high 4 RBIs so far. 5-0 Arkansas, bottom of the fifth. How about that? The Corsicana Oil Cities won their 27th in a row. They would go on to finish 57-9. I'd say that's pretty good. First pitch. Charping watched the curve for a strike, 0-1. They only lasted for 3 seasons, but they finished out on top. They won the league their final year in 1904. 0-1. Line over Colley out into left field. It's a 3-hit day for Charping. One out single in the fifth inning, and Lazaro Montes stands in. For their 27th consecutive win, they beat the heralded Texarkana Casket Makers. Not sure I want to be known as the Casket Makers, but hey, whatever works. Here's the stretch and the pitch to Montes. He swings and misses in a changeup away. It's 0-1. There were some really fun names back in the day in the Texas League of teams. You had the Waco Navigators, the Dallas Submarines, the Dallas Steers, the Wichita Falls Sputters, Galveston Buccaneers, that's a good one, the Beaumont Exporters. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball burned right by him. He sped up the bat.
Yarn!
0-2. Shreveport Sports. That's not very creative. Austin Senators. 0-2 pitch to Montes. Swing and a miss. Fastball right by him for strike 3. 2 outs in the fifth, strikeout from Shupak. Jared Sundstrom, the hitter. Shupak has settled in, drawing just 1 hit since the second inning. Sundstrom is 0-2 today, right-handed batter. How about the El Paso Sun Kings? That's pretty sweet.
For all the Counting Crows fans out there, they would love that name. Oh, wait, no, that's Rain King. Never mind.
The pitch is chopped down to third. Rodriguez has got it. Slings it on to second the short way for the final out of the fifth inning. Top half of the sixth next. Rough Riders trail 5-0 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business ready to stand out in a crowded market? At Fast Signs of Frisco, they empower your brand with custom signage solutions that captivate and engage. From eye-catching banners to dynamic displays, their team of experts tailor every project to meet your unique needs. With over 70 years of combined experience, Fast Signs of Frisco delivers the quality and innovation you expect. Transform your business today with Fast Signs of Frisco, where your visual communications dreams become a reality. Visit them online or stop by their center at 9411 Preston Road next to Hutchins Barbecue. Fast Signs of Frisco, the premier sign solution for Frisco and all of North Dallas.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League's team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. For tickets and more information on the Dallas Black Giants, head online at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Play ball.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Peyton Alford takes over for Marcelo Perez in the sixth. It's a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call at the bullpen. Perez finished with five innings of shutout baseball. He allowed four hits. He struck out one and walked two. His third career AA start, not too bad. Alford faces 3-4 and 5. Keber Rodriguez starts it. First pitch, fastball, hums high, 1-0. Time now for our Collin College trivia question, where we grill Tyler on his baseball knowledge. It's usually pretty good. 1-0. Foul back, and it's 1-1. All right, All-Star game coming up. So we have an All-Star game themed question for you. It involves the 2010s, which you are alive for, so that's good. 1-1 pitch to Rodriguez. He swings and chops it foul up the third baseline, 1-2. All right. Can you name the top vote getter every year from 2010 to 2019?
Holy moly. We could try.
I'll tell you, there's only one repeat name on this list. The pitch. Check swing on a pitch outside, 2-2.
All right, let's, and this is for all of Major League Baseball?
Yes, and let's go by year. So we'll start at 2010 and go up. A fly ball lifted down the left field line. Sundstrom over towards the corner. It lands in a fair ball, bounces up and over the wall down the left side, and it's a ground rules double. Keber Rodriguez at second base starting off the sixth inning. He is now hit safely in seven straight games. No, eight straight games. All right, 2010 top vote getter in the American League is the league this player played in. The pitch is a fly ball lifted down the right side. Fitzgerald going back. The first baseman gives up on it. It's a foul ball on the concourse, 0-1. The major hint I'll give you is think about a lot of these guys are gaining a lot of votes because of what they did the previous season.
Ooh.
So think about the previous season.
So not Josh Hamilton.
It was not Josh Hamilton, but that is a good guess. Hint, hint. 0-1. A fly ball lifted out to right field. Montes going back. He has room. Makes the catch. Rodriguez tags from second. He hustles into third. The throw is cut off. A productive fly ball to right field for Ortiz. One out. And Luis Meaces strides to the plate. 5-0 Arkansas, top of the sixth. Our Collin College trivia question. Looking for the top vote getter for the 2010 All-Star Game in Major League Baseball.
Adrian Beltre.
Not Adrian Beltre.
Ian Kinsler.
Not Ian Kinsler.
Elvis Andrews.
Not Elvis Andrews.
Nelson Cruz.
It's not a Ranger. The pitch is high, and it's 1-0.
I said Josh Hamilton. He gave me a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Is it Pujols?
No.
Well, no, he would...
I'll just tell you, Josh Hamilton's 2012. He was top vote getter in 2012.
Oh.
1-0 pitch to Meaces. Outside, 2-0.
Joe Mauer.
Yes, Joe Mauer, who is the 2009 MVP, the 2010 top vote getter. All right, 2011.
We're just doing AL or just doing
this. All these players except for one are American League players, and they were the top vote getters in baseball. I'll tell you the year that it was the National League. The pitch is swung on and missed off the outside corner, and it's 2-1. Man, that was a 2-0 pitch. He chased way off the outside edge.
Derek Jeter.
Not Derek Jeter. I'll give you another hint. There are no Yankees on this list. Low and outside. 3-1.
Chris Davis.
Chris Davis is 2013. So I'll give you that.
All right. We're cooking.
This player in 2011 also was the top vote getter in 2014. 3-1. Swing and a foul back into Charping's glove. It's 3-2.
Miguel Cabrera.
Not Miguel Cabrera. I think a lot of homers. In a breakout year in 2010. 3-2. The AC spoils a foul, back and out of play. Still 3-2. 5-0 Arkansas, top of the series. Alford comes in. And cut on and miss, and a breaking ball for strike three. Macy strikes out. Two outs in the sixth inning for Frazier Chavez. This player in 2010 hit 54 homers to lead the big leagues, and then led the league again in home runs in 2011.
Jose Bautista?
Jose Bautista. That is correct. So he is 2011 and 2014 the leading vote getter. You got Josh Hamilton and Chris Davis in 2012 and 2013, respectively. The pitch is cut on and missed by Frazier Chavez. It's 0-1. Now 2015.
It's got to be a Royal. It's got to be a Royal.
You're a year early.
Oh, they got it for 16. Okay.
Yes. 2015. 0-1. Inside. One ball, one strike. What Tyler's referring to is this. 2016 was the year that the Royals fan base rigged the voting entirely and had, what, like six starters were Royals? That was absurd. 1-1 pitch. Outside, and it's 2-1. You know, I really don't mind it because it's the Royals. If the Yankees did it, I'd be pretty frustrated about it. But, you know, they're a small market team. They were a really good team as well. It was fun. 2-1 offering to Chavez. Foul the way to the right side, 2-2. All right, looking for the top vote getter from 2015.
Not Giancarlo Stanton.
That is correct. It is not Giancarlo Stanton.
Oh, I got it right. Not Giancarlo Stanton. Let's go. Edwin Encarnacion?
Not Edwin Encarnacion. 2-2. Chavez down on strike, swinging at a high fastball. So Alford allows the leadoff double, but Rodriguez does not score. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Rough Riders trailing 5-0 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you use directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why So-Chill tortilla chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, So-Chill chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of So-Chill chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Safe!
So-Chill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan, you get up to 20 hours a day when electricity prices are insanely cheap. We're talking in the ballpark of a nickel per kilowatt hour. That's bonkers. Don't overpay for your electricity this summer and start saving with Rhythm Energy today. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Now back to the booth for the bottom of the sixth here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
On half of the sixth inning, 5-0 Arkansas. 3 runs in the first, 2 runs in the second. That's our score. Trey Schupach back out for the sixth inning. He faces Hunter Fitzgerald. Good job by Shue. after a tough start, bouncing back. He faces the left-handed batter in the first pitch to the first baseman. Ground ball, hard hit up the middle and into center field. A leadoff single by Fitzgerald. Ninth hit today for the Travelers. Caleb Cali hits now. All right, we're in the midst of our trivia question brought to you by Colin Collins. Working for the top vote getter in all of Major League Baseball for the All-Star Game in 2015. Looking every year in the 2010s, but that's what year we're on. Joe Mauer in 2010, Jose Bautista in 2011. The pitch is on the inside corner of strike 0-1. Josh Hamilton in 2012, then Chris Davis, Bautista again in 2014, and 2015 is Tyler.
Justin Morneau.
Not Morneau.
Billy Butler.
Not, okay, no. Was he an all-star even?
I think so.
First pitch is, or next pitch is high, and it's 1-1.
How about Josh Donaldson?
That is correct. MVP that year. Yeah, Billy Butler made one all-star game in 2012. All right, 2016, the year of the Royals. 1-1, low and away, and it's 2-1.
Mike Moustakas.
No, this was an actually deserving Royal for the All-Star game.
Eric Hosmer.
Not Hosmer.
Salvador Perez.
Yes, Salvador Perez, top vote getter in 2016. All right, the only year the National League had the top vote getter, 2017.
Stanton.
Not Stanton. The offering is chopped on the ground out to shortstop. Colley's got it on to second for one. Biggers relay to first. Dug out by Chavez in time. 6-4-3 double play. What a lightning fast turn by Biggers at second base. Just shot putting it over as quickly as he could to first base, and Chavez dug it out. Well, that was pretty. 6-4-3 double play. There are two outs for Ben Ramirez. Five nothing Arkansas, last of the six. First pitch, Ramirez watches down and in, 1-0.
Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper is the correct answer. Hoppe in 2017 with the Nationals. 1-0. Outside, two balls and no strikes. Had a good season. Cut short by injury in the second half. Hit 319 with an over 1,000 OPS in 111 games. 29 homers. All right, 2018. 2-0. Inside corner of strike, 2-1.
Francisco Lindor.
Not Lindor. The pitch is a high fastball cut on and missed, 2-2. The offering home is a changeup grounded foul up the first baseline, 2-2.
Mookie Betts.
Not Mookie.
Rafael Devers.
Not Rafi. Think about what happened in 2017.
Aha. Jose Altuve.
That is correct. This was right before the cheating scandal broke. Everyone still loved Altuve. And lastly, 2019. 2-2. Check swing, pitch away, 3-2.
Mookie Betts?
Not Betts. Pitches chop foul up the right side, still 3-2. This player won American League MVP this season.
In 19.
Shupak looks in. He peels into his wind in the 3-2 pitch. Fastball cut on and missed, strike three. And Shupak, if that's the end of his outing, ends it emphatically. His sixth strikeout. We go into the top of the seventh. Rough Riders trail 5-0 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, equal opportunity employer.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
Power everyone's devices with Astound's ultra-reliable fast internet that delivers. Go to Astound.com for fiber-powered, award-winning internet starting at $20 a month. Why choose Astound? Get more of the speed you need for all your devices and do more of everything you love with a smooth internet connection. Plus, save more with Astound Mobile, offering a choice of plans that run on one of the largest and fastest 5G networks. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit Astound.com today. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
Time for the top of the seventh on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Arkansas leads Frisco 5-0 in the top of the seventh inning. Riders 7, 8, and 9. Jax Biggers, Tucker Mitchell, Marcus Smith due up to face the new pitcher for the Travelers. It's the right-hander Michael Hobbs, the third arm used by the Travelers, replacing Peyton Alford, who worked the scoreless sixth after Marcelo Perez pitched 5 shutout frames. Hobbs, 1-2 with a 1.67 ERA in 26 appearances. The former Tulsa driller readies belt high and fires. A first pitch cutter that lands in thigh high. Strike one called on Biggers, 0-2 today. Alongside Zach Bigley, Tyler Damber with you for game 6 of 6 this week from Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Hobbs is righty-lefty. Backdoor cutter, and Biggers lunges out of it to his right. A ball and a strike on the former Arkansas Razorback back in the state in which he starred in, helped the Razorbacks to the College World Series final in 2018. He is a hero here. Earlier this week when he got to Dickey Stevens Park, he was taking pictures with fans who chased him down after team defense early in the day. The 1-1. Upstairs and in from Hobbs. Hobbs wears the black socks up to his knees and the white pants and camo tops with a July 4th light blue cap. He kicks and fires. Fastball upstairs and away. And it's 3-1 on Biggers. The Riders in the slate blue tops, the gray pants. Riders in gray across the chest. And the red double R ball caps and helmets. Hobbs readies. Here he comes. Low, ball 4 on the fastball at 89. And a leadoff walk for Jax Biggers. To finish our Cullen College trivia question, Zach, what do you got?
Looking for the 2019 top vote getter in the All-Star game. That's all you're missing.
I concede.
Okay, Michael Nelson Trout.
Oh, brother. That's bad.
You didn't guess him once.
No. First pitch to Tucker Mitchell rides in at the knees. Strike one called on the fastball.
Best player of the 2010s.
Didn't want to get too chalk, Zach.
Sometimes chalk is the answer, though.
That is true. Bad luck today from the program. The stretch and a toss back at first. Biggers is in with a head first dive. He's a perfect 5-for-5 in steals this year. Tucker Mitchell, big right-handed batters, slugged down an infield single his first time up. He's 1-for-2. Hobbs kicks and deals. Letter high fastball, and it's a ball and a strike. It's been a great season for Hobbs. The 25-year-old right-hander from Corona, California. Rocks a handlebar mustache, one of the best you'll see. The 1-1. Mitchell pokes it to short, caught by Hood, throws back to first on a hop, and it kicks away from the first baseman Fitzgerald and retreats to the first base dugout.
Biggers hustles up to second, and he is aboard in scoring position after Mitchell stung one to short. Biggers, instead of freezing, took three big steps towards second, got caught up between first and second, and the shortstop Hood threw it away. So Biggers turned what could have been a double play, and the base is clear, into a rider in scoring position and one away. Down 5-0 in the top of the seventh inning. So he's aboard for Marcus Smith. First pitch to him. There's a cutter upstairs and in. Smith leans back out of it, and it's 1-0. Have you seen that happen before?
Not that I can think of.
Zany baseball, we love it. 1-0. Peter high and wide. 2-0 on Smith, 0-2 today.
Certainly not going to see it in a class on base running, but it works. It was a good thing he went back and touched first as well, because if he didn't touch first and go back and went to second, he could have just touched first and he would have been out. You have to tag.
2-0. Breaking ball above the belt to Smith. And that's a long track back to first as well, because Biggers was pinned right between first and second. But now he leads off of second base. Shortstop Hood does not watch him too closely. Outfield medium depth the pitch. Fastball clips the inside at 90, and it's 3-1 on the left-hand swinging Smith. Michael Hobbs, not to confuse you with Buddy the Elf's brother. Will Ferrell's character in Elf. Michael Hobbs' biological bro. The pitch. Smith tied up on the fastball, in at his hands, and the count runs full. Just wanted to throw that out there, in case you were wondering. Nobody was. There were some people.
My first thought was Calvin. You ever read Calvin and Hobbes growing up?
Yeah, which one was Calvin? Was he the tiger or was that Hobbes the tiger?
Hobbes was the tiger.
3-2. Slips high and outside. A fastball draws Marcus Smith for a walk. Actually, I had a Calvin and Hobbes poster. I had never read the book.
Oh, it's one of my favorite cartoons when I was a kid.
Was it a TV cartoon or just a comic strip?
No, it was a comic. I don't think it was ever a TV cartoon.
My favorite was Dilbert. He was my favorite comic character. Well, the pitching coach, Cameron Mayton, comes out to conference with the entire Travelers infield.
Your favorite was Dilbert?
I loved Dilbert.
As a kid?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay. Right? I feel like that's a very adult cartoon as a kid. It's about an office job.
Well, I didn't think I really understood anything that happened in Dilbert, but the illustrations were cool.
Okay, there you go.
Runners on first and second for Cam Colley from the right side. 5-0 Travelers on top of the Rough Riders in this top of the seventh inning. Hobbs hoists the leg and comes home. Front door slider misses near the knuckles of Colley. 1-0. Colley's at short today. He's been praised by his coaches for his ability to play all three premium positions well. Second, short, and center field. The kick in the 1-0. He swings and escalates it foul, right side and out of play. Now, when you look at the splits between second, short, and center, Colley has skyrocketing numbers when playing in center field, a 323 average, an OPS of over 900. His numbers dip a little bit when playing the middle infield. Here comes the 1-1 from Hobbs. Off-speed in the dirt, kept in front off the chest protector with the backstop sharping. 2-1 on Colley. But still, it is so impressive to see what he has done while playing three different crucial positions, including playing center field for the first time in his life, with the exception of one game when he was 10. 2-1. Cutter slips off the high outside edge, and it's 3-1 with one out. Runners on first and second for the Riders, who trail the Travs 5-0 in this top of the seventh inning. Rough Riders hitting coach Ryan Tuntlin has said that he's been one of, if not the most steady guys on the team, and one of the more routine-oriented guys on the team. That routine even more important when you've got time split across three different positions. All important and all different. He's been a productive bat this week as well. 8 hits, 6 runs driven in. The righty-righty. Colley skies it into shallow center field. Bill Knight treks in, his glasses gleaming into the sun, and he flags it down for out number one. Or out number two, excuse me. Runners on first and second with two down. 5-0 Travelers on top of the Rough Riders in this top of the seventh. And Keith Jones, the second, the batter. Keith's parents in town here in Arkansas. They'll fly back to the Bay Area later tonight. Hobbs' first toss to the lefty. Slips off the changeup in the dirt, and it's 1-0. They were originally with him in Spartanburg last week when he was with High A Hub City. And last Sunday, on their 29th anniversary of their wedding, they got word from their son that he was going to be going to Frisco. He got called up to Double A. The outside target and 1-0. In there, strike one called. So what did they do? Keith handed them the keys to his white GMC truck, and they made the 15-hour drive to Frisco to take his truck. Keith flew in. He'll have his truck in the Metroplex, and his parents will fly back. It worked out perfectly. Aunts and uncles were in town. They're in Dallas. Had some extended family as well that he actually met in Spartanburg just about a couple weeks ago. 1-1. Off the inside corner on the breaking stuff, and it's 2-1. So they all got to see him hit his first Double-A home run in his Double-A debut, his first Double-A triple, first Double-A double, first Double-A hit. They got to see a lot of Double-A firsts for their son. 2-1. He flips it foul off to the left. He's got a brother, Trayvon. Trayvon will be going to Cal State Fullerton next year. Will be pursuing business. What a great family. Dad Keith, a firefighter in the Bay Area. His son waits on the 2-2. Change up in the dirt, off the chest protector of the catcher Charping, and the count runs full on Jones. Keith Jones Sr., because of his mutual connections as a firefighter, had a friend who was running a Little League team when Keith was 4, and that's how he got started into baseball. Really took it seriously. The 3-2. Ground ball up the middle into center of base hit. Biggers rounds third. He slips, but he scores easily. Throw goes to second. Smith to third, and Keith Jones comes through yet again with an RBI single. It's 5-1. Travelers lead. So Jones was able to pick it off the end of his bat, roll it up into center, and he's got his 5th run knocked into the series after an RBI single yesterday. Manager Ryan Scott comes out. He pulls Michael Hobbs, who allows a run. First time he's done that since June 17th. We'll tell you more about who's coming in next on the HEV Riders Baseball Network. It's 5-1 Arkansas in this top of the seventh.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday Rough Riders home game means pregame catch on the field, kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The party decks at Riders Field offer one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game and enjoy out on the HEB family lawn. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. See you at Bark in the Park this summer. Let's ride.
This is Alejandro Osuna, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Arkansas leads Frisco 5-1 in the top of the seventh. Two outs for the Rough Riders after Keith Jones, the second, planted in a run with an RBI single. He's on first. Marcus Smith's on third. Caber Rodriguez in the face. The new right-hander, Nick Davila, for a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. Davila, a right-hander, 26 years of age from Hialeah, Florida, a South Florida Bulls product, coming in for his 20th appearance with the Travelers this year, 0-2, including a loss to the Rough Riders earlier this week. He checks back on Jones at first. He's upstanding. Davila has procured a save this year, an ERA of 6.29, fanning 18 while walking just 9. Opponents, though, are hitting 3.08 against him. The first pitch is a fastball that slips off the outer third, 1-0 on Rodriguez. Caber extended his hit streak to 8 games with a double down the left field line his last time up. The pitcher Davila had some struggles with his PitchCom device there, so he rearranges it into his July 4th Patriotic light blue ball cap, and he strides back on the first base side of the rubber with that red glove. Hands raised to the letters, and he fires. Change up in tight to the righty Rodriguez. Charping, the catcher, snags it to his left. Davila still having some problems with that device, and he pockets it into his white pants. Just having some troubles with all the different things that come with coming in. He replaced Michael Hobbs with a sub-2 ERA this year. The Riders were able to tab another run off him after they did it in his last appearance. Frisco also scored off Davila on July 2nd in that win, the 2-0. Breaking ball slips in at the knees. Strike one called on Rodriguez, and it's 2-1. A lot of Davila's year has been inflated because of 6 runs allowed in his second appearance, the pitch. Rodriguez watches a breaking ball down and away. Charping to his right, slides and snares it. So it's 3-1 on Caber. In that appearance at Tulsa on April 30th, he surrendered 6 runs while just getting 2 outs, facing 8 batters. But since then, a 3.97 ERA. Davila's 3-1. He walked Rodriguez on 5 pitches, missed with the breaking ball down and out at 85, and the bases are juiced for Abimelech Ortiz. All of a sudden, the tying run is at the plate, and it's one of the team's top sluggers, Ortiz, with 10 homers and 40 runs driven in, but he's been in a bit of a rut lately. 5 for his last 20. 1-for-3, though, today. First pitch. He cuts and misses on the slider in at his thigh. Nothing and one on Ortiz on this sticky Sunday afternoon. The Travelers scored the first 5 runs in the first 2 innings. Trey Schupak followed with 4 straight scoreless frames. The pitch. Fastball high and wide, and it's 1-1 on the left hand hitting Abimelech Ortiz. Frisco has scored 1 here in this 7th inning, a Keith Jones single up the middle. He's on 2nd. Smith's on 3rd. Rodriguez on 1st. The pitch. In tight, Ortiz raises that gray bat and looks at ball 2. Tried another slider off the front door at 85. Davila has allowed 2 home runs this year. Lefties hit 273 against him. The righty-lefty pitch. Swing and a miss by Ortiz. Two-seam fastball ran away from him at 93. And the count is now 2-2, and Ortiz calls time. He rearranges his batting gloves. He wears those 3 mini wristbands around his right arm. Big navy blue arm sleeve on his left with the red, white, and blue batting gloves. Gray bat parallel to the ground. Base is juiced. Two away. The pitch. Fastball just downstairs and in. Charping trying to stick it on the bottom rail. Home plate umpire Brandon Spivak says it was low. So the count is 3-2 on Ortiz. 38 walks this year. Slightly open stance. Waits on the pitch. In there. Called strike three. Fastball at 91 freezes Ortiz, and the bases are left loaded. Arkansas 5, Frisco 1. Riders get a run back on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Head over to the Lazy Dog Restaurant and enjoy made-from-scratch meals. Dine in at the Stacy Green Shopping Center in Allen or order for pickup or delivery. Free on orders over $25. Visit LazyDogRestaurants.com. Lazy Dog is a proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
This is Cam Cawley, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Benjamin Franklin Plumbing called to the bullpen for Rough Riders right-handed reliever Kevin Collier. He leads the team in saves, but this is an opportunity for him to pitch for the first time in a few days. He faces Josh Hood, Michael Arroyo, Bill Knight. Arkansas Travelers 9-1-2 to start off the last of the seventh with Arkansas up by four. The first pitch is yanked in the air to left. Keith Jones II treks to his right and makes the catch. And there's one away. So it's 5-1 Travelers on top of the Rough Riders. But Trey Schupak is the story so far for Frisco. Schupak does not get a quality start, but he goes six innings, allowed 5 runs on 9 hits, but all but one hit in the first 3 innings. Collier's first pitch to Michael Arroyo. The righty second baseman takes a fastball at 93 near the knuckles. Schupak finished his night retiring 13 of his last 14 batters. A great recovery. 1-0. Up and in on the cutter at 91. And it's 2 balls, no strikes on Arroyo. 2-for-3 with a double. A pair of runs scored. And his hitting streak up to 8 games. Missed 2 due to hamstring tightness. 2-0. Popped up right side of the infield. The first baseman, Franier Chavez, jogs 2 steps into foul ground and makes a two-handed squeeze. Quickly 2 up, 2 down by way of Gavin Collier. Bill Knight coming to the plate. You look at the top three in this Travelers order, they have been the main source. The bottom six in the Travelers nine have manufactured just 2 hits off Riders pitching. But the rest have manufactured 7. The first pitch, Knight takes a slider that slithers into the zone. Strike one call. Knight a 2-for-3 day, replacing Michael Arroyo, who went 2-for-3 out of the leadoff spot. Connor Charping, 3-for-3, the pitch. Fastball in there on the outside corner. Strike two called. So Arroyo, Knight, and Charping are a combined 7-for-9. The rest, Frisco has handled mightily. Collier sets and pitches.
Fastball just misses, low and outside. The catcher, Mitchell, set up low and in. Collier this year making his 29th appearance. Teams are only hitting 200 against him. 4-4 with a 3.19 ERA. It's been a great year. The 1-2. Fastball comes up a bit empty off the outer half. And the count is even on Bill Knight. Collier with the fastball, slider, and cutter. It's a good hearty mix for him. That slider is deceptive. His 2-2 goes to the cutter, and it's sprayed foul off the sweet level to our right. And it's 2-2 on Knight. Collier with that black hair flowing out of his red cap unfurls. Swing and a miss on the slider, and the inning is over. Three up, three down for the right-hander, Kevin Collier. Still 5-1 Travelers over the Rough Riders on our way to the eighth on the AGB Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
This spring, elevate your plate and serve up deliciousness at any budget. Take a trip to your local Wild Fork. Whether you're getting a jump on summer by firing up the grill or trying something new and fresh for spring, Wild Fork has everything you need at prices you'll love. When you're tired of the same old, come discover 700 quality frozen meat and seafood items. When you're tired of the same old, come discover over 700 quality frozen meat and seafood items and more at any of our 7 DFW Wild Fork locations. With Las Galinas and Addison locations opening this spring, visit us at www.wildforkfoods.com to learn more.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why SoChill tortilla chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, SoChill chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of SoChill chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Safe!
SoChill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
Now for the top of the eighth from the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Rhythm Energy is offering affordable rates and top-notch customer service. Rhythm puts all its energy into serving you. Switch and save in minutes by going to gotrhythm.com. Alongside Zach Bigley, Tyler Danberg with you for the top of the eighth inning here at Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas. The Arkansas Travelers lead the Frisco Rough Riders 5-1. Reliever Nick Davila fires. A first pitch swing and miss from left-hand hitting Luis Mieses playing right field today. Mieses 1-for-3 today, a single back in the fourth, struck out his last time up in the sixth. The Riders scored one run in the seventh, the 0-1. Mieses tied up on the front door curveball at his ankle, and it's nothing in two. Frisco sent seven to the plate in the top of the seventh, but just got one run on a Keith Jones, the second RBI single up the middle. That's back-to-back RBI singles for Jones in his last two games. Mieses called time, steps back on in. 6-3 left-handed batter, wide open stance. Back knee into a crouch, the pitch. Change up down and away from Davila, who was able to pick up a looking strikeout of Abimelech Ortiz in that top of the seventh inning with the bases loaded. The Rough Riders have left nine today. Travelers have stranded three. The 1-2. Swing and a miss by Mieses. Big hook from Davila, and he picks up his second strikeout. One down, base is clear. 5-1 Travelers on top of the Rough Riders in this top of the eighth inning. Franier Chavez looking to provide a spark. In this pitchers-laden ballpark, Chavez has the last two homers by a Rider. He looks at a sinking fastball below his knees, and it's a ball and no strikes. Those two home runs last night and then on April 20th of last year have come from the left side. He's a switch hitter batting left here. Davila with that red glove comes home. Two-seam fastball scuttles down and away, and it's 2-0 on Chavez. Chavez's natural side is his right side, but he said
he can generate more power from his left side. Infield swung around to the right on it. The 2-0. Yanked foul and hard beyond the Travelers first base dugout. 2-1. Which is ironic because he said he generates more power from that left side because he does everything right-handed. He writes right-handed. He throws right-handed. You name it, he does it righty. 2-1. He cuts and misses, genuflecting down to his knee, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. And he calls time. But Chavez's reasoning for it is that he generates so much upper body strength from his left side since he is right-handed, so he's able to create more of that torque as a left-hand batter than he does from the right. Davila stretches from the letters and pitches. Chavez flicks it into short left field. Sundstrom trips to his right, glasses gleaming, flags it down about 3 steps from the warning track down the left field line. And there's 2 away as Chavez is retired. So Jax Bigger steps in from the left side. 2 out space is clear. And the infield shifts extremely for the pole ball hitting Biggers. Davila kicks and offers a first pitch fastball that sinks high and wide. And it's 1-0. The third baseman, Ramirez, plays even with the bag and well off the line. The shortstop, Hood, is tucked towards second, and the right side of the infield, in Arroyo and Fitzgerald, are playing towards first. 1-0. Helmet-high fastball from Davila to Biggers, who is 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored on that Jones RBI single in the seventh. Outfield at medium depth. Biggers halts on the 2-0. Swinging a sky ball into shallow left center. The shortstop, Hood, glides back out and makes the grab above his cap. A 1-2-3 inning for Nick Davila. We're on our way to the last of the eighth. Arkansas 5, Frisco 1 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, there's never been a better time to switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan and start saving immediately on your electricity bill. Nobody loves a low-scoring game, but everybody's a fan of low electricity bills. Shift power, save money, repeat. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at ewingbuickgmc.com.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you use directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning coming your way on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Arkansas 5, Frisco 1, last of the eighth inning. Connor Charping, who has driven in 4 of 5 Travelers runs, comes in to face the new left-hander for Frisco. It's southpaw Avery Weems, who comes in for his 15th appearance on the year, and a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. Weems is 0-1 this year. He has an 8.59 ERA, 21 strikeouts to 6 walks, 5 homers yielded. The first pitch is a curveball that slips above the letters, the right-hand hitting Charping, who is 3-for-3 with a double, a 2-run double and a 2-run single. Weems stretches belt high, raises that black glove to the letters, and delivers a curveball that knifes the inside edge, and it's 1-ball, 1-strike. Fastball, sinker, slider, curveball change for Weems as the Riders looking to mount a comeback and salvage a series split
Travelers trying to win back-to-back series for the first time since the third series of the year. 1-1. Bang to third. Rodriguez angles to his left, fields it into his belt buckle, and fires on the first. And there's one away. There's so much history with the Arkansas Travelers team. Outside of the Buffalo Bisons, the name Arkansas Travelers is the second longest running nickname in minor league history. Weems' first pitch to Lazaro Montes is a breaking ball sent foul straight back, nothing and one. The name Travelers comes from the official state historic song of the state of Arkansas, creatively named the Arkansas Traveler. You know the premise of the Arkansas Traveler?
I do not.
0-1. Fastball freezes the outside edge. Nothing in two. Well, whether you like it or not, we're going to go through the premise.
Let's do it.
Okay. So the Arkansas Traveler is a 19th century folk song that centered around planter William B. Faulkner. Montes sticks out the bat, serves it into center. The shortstop, Cully, backpedals and makes the catch. Squinting into the sun without those sunglasses, he's got him on his cap. Makes the catch, though, nonetheless, and there's two away. So Faulkner is the Arkansas Traveler. He's lost in the woods of Arkansas in Chicot County. And he is looking for a place to stay. So he stumbles upon a squatter, which is somebody who lives in a place that's not theirs. And they get into a little bit of a spat. The first pitch to Jared Sundstrom is pulled into left center on the line and dunks in for a hit. The left fielder Jones cuts it off in the gap and rifles it back in. A two-out single for Jared Sundstrom. And that brings up Hunter Fitzgerald. One down, two away, or two down, one on. 5-1 Travelers, bottom of the eighth on top of Frisco. But the subject of this song, the Arkansas Traveler and this squatter, they don't see eye to eye. His house is run down, there's patches in the roof, and it's raining. Uncomfortable place to live. First pitch to Fitzgerald is a slider on the outer third, nothing and one. And so the Traveler is looking for a place to stay. The squatter says no, but then he makes him a compromise. He pulls out this old cracked fiddle that's almost impossible to play. Weems with the set and the pitch. Swing and a miss, nothing and two. And the squatter says, here, play this then. Well, he plays it to perfection, as song has it. And the squatter and the Traveler make amends. And they all live happily ever after. The lead, the stretch, the 0-2. Fly ball down the left field line. It tails foul into the left field corner. Home plate umpire Brandon Spivak makes the call. 0-2 on Fitzgerald, 1-for-3 today. So it was right around that time where that song became very popular in the state of Arkansas. Ironically enough, it was popularized in Ohio as well. And it became a really mainstream song. I know you're giving these looks of apparent bias. 0-2. In the air to right center, and that splits the gap for a base hit. Sundstrom goes first to third. The center fielder Smith fires down to second. Back-to-back singles for the Travelers. Hunter Fitzgerald comes through and puts runners on the corners with two outs at Arkansas, up 5-1 on Frisco.
Ohio tends to come up a lot in these stories, somehow, someway. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm telling you, it's true. Look it up on Wikipedia, and you will be surprised.
Was it just those two states? That's it?
That's where it started. Obviously, Arkansas is where it started, but it took to Ohio for it to be published and popularized, and it spread around the country. Became one of the first things that really gave Arkansas its charm.
All because of Ohio.
All because of Ohio.
What a great state.
All roads lead back. First pitch to Caleb Kelly is a curveball grounded to the right of second. The second baseman Biggers shovels to the shortstop Cully, who collects, covers, steps on second base, inning over.
So Avery Weems strands a few. It's 5-1 Travelers. Riders try to respond when we come back down to their final three outs.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
At Hat Creek Burger Company, we're bringing back the family meal. No, not the fast food kind. The kind where our devices stay in our pockets and the conversation runs freely. We're the kind of place where those meals happen. Founded in a food truck in Austin in 2008, Hat Creek has always been about the community. Hat Creek has always been about community, good food, and good fun. With playgrounds for kids, drinks for parents, and something on the menu for everyone, come hungry and leave fulfilled. We're proud to be an official partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Visit HatCreekBurgers.com to find a location near you.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
We're to the top of the ninth. It's 5-1. Arkansas leads the Rough Riders. Tucker Mitchell, Marcus Smith, Cam Colley leading it off. It's 8-9-1 against Jimmy Kingsbury. It's a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. Friends at Baylor Scott & White would like to remind you they're ranked among the best hospitals in the nation. From cardiology to gastroenterology, they're here to serve you. Make an appointment today by going to bswhealth.com. Eight-hole hitting at Tucker Mitchell is 1-for-3 today. First pitch is outside 1-0. Rough Riders with one run on 6 hits and an error today. Travelers 5 runs on 11 hits and 1 error. Travelers haven't scored since the second inning. The pitch. It's a strike on the upper edge outside corner. 1-1. Alongside Tyler Denberg, Zach Bigley with you, finishing out this series. Rough Riders will play game one of their 6-game series in Amarillo on Tuesday as the offering is chopped at the third baseline but foul. And it's 1-2. That game at 7:05. We'll have all 7:05 games before a 6:05 game to finish out the series, and then the All-Star break. Mitchell calls for time and steps out. Talked about it a little bit, but what a big series that is for the Rough Riders, a team that's been scuffling offensively over this stretch. To play in that ballpark, going to be huge. 0-2, the offering. Swing and a miss. Chased a breaking ball off the outside corner. One away in the ninth inning. Marcus Smith hits now. Smith 0-for-2 with a walk. 5-1, Arkansas leads. Rough Riders' lone run today coming on a Keith Jones, the second RBI single. The pitch. Smith takes a strike. It's 0-1. Riders have left at least one on base in every inning except for two today. They've stranded 9. They are 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. 0-1, breaking ball misses inside. 1-1. Arkansas pitchers have sat down 5 straight between Michael Hobbs and Jimmy Kingsbury. The pitch. Smith chases an up and outside fastball. 1-2. Riders expected to turn to Ben Anderson on Tuesday following their day off tomorrow. Smith steps out, calling for time, now inserts his left foot into the back of the batter's box, and he's ready to go. Kingsbury the 1-2. Down and in, missing with the changeup. Two balls and two strikes. Kingsbury, the 26-year-old, making his second appearance in this series. The offering is a ground ball off the end of the bat, squibbing foul up the third base line. And it's still one ball and two strikes. His first appearance came on Thursday, allowed a run over an inning of work. Right-hander stretches, first base side of the rubber, the 2-2. Smith watches up and outside. Three balls, two strikes. On this warm Sunday afternoon, Rough Riders trying to make sure they can send it to the bottom of the ninth inning with a lot of offense. 3-2, breaking ball, tagged out to right field, right at Montez. He makes the head-high catch, and there are two away. A hard-hit ball, but it's the second out, and the Riders are down to their final out on this Sunday. Trailing 5-1. Colley 1-for-4 today with an infield single to shortstop. Nine for 26 in the series. The pitch. Breaking ball grounded foul next to the on-deck circle where Keith Jones waits. 0-1. Something you can certainly take out of this series is that Cam Colley has swung the bat extremely well. Even when he's recorded outs today, they've been hard hit. The 0-1 is a ground ball foul up the third base line, and the Riders are down to their final strike. So though the offense as a whole has scuffled a bit, Colley has been good. Oh and 2 on the Riders' shortstop. Kingsbury takes a stroll around the mound. Climbs up the hill, inserts his toe onto the first base side of the rubber, looking in. The 0-2, breaking ball, soft number off the end of the bat out to shortstop. Hood charges, picks, throws to first, and beats Colley, and ball game's over. Riders fall to the Arkansas Travelers 5-1. And the Rough Riders drop this series 4-2. We'll be back for a quick postgame show with Tyler Danberg next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. And a hit!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride. Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
But we're not done yet. Postgame coverage on the HEB Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome into the HEB Riders Baseball Network postgame show. Your final score in the final game this week between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers. Frisco 1, Arkansas 5. The Travelers take 4 out of 6. They take 2 of 3 in Frisco Tuesday through Thursday. Then 2 out of 3 here in North Little Rock, Arkansas, Friday through Sunday.
The Travelers scored 5 runs in the first 2 innings, including 4 runs batted in by Connor Charping to lead the way offensively. The Riders getting their lone run in the top of the 7th when Keith Jones II completed his first week of Double-A baseball with his second straight game featuring an RBI single. He finishes the week with 5 runs knocked in. The winning pitcher is Marcelo Perez in his Double-A first 3 starts, 2-0 with a 3.18 ERA. Today, he allowed no runs and 4 hits across 5 innings of work. Trey Schupak garnered the loss. He goes to 5-3. He allowed 5 runs on 7 hits, but he retired 13 of his last 14, striking out 6 and walking none across 6 innings of work. Final totals in this ballgame: Arkansas 5 runs on 11 hits and 1 error. Frisco 1 run, 6 hits, and 1 error in a game that lasted 2 hours and 16 minutes, attended by 1,821. The Rough Riders fall to 4-8 on the year in the second half. Overall, 42-38. Arkansas with the win goes to 8-4 in the second half, 43-38 overall. The Travelers head to Tulsa to take on the Drillers for 6 games before the All-Star break, and the Riders traverse to Amarillo for 6 games against the Sod Poodles, hopefully to get the bats back on the right track in that offensive-heavy ballpark. For my partner Zach Bigley, Tyler Danberg signing off. Tune in at 6:50 p.m. on Tuesday from Hodgetown, where Zach has you covered with the Cacique pregame show and first pitch at 7:05. You've been listening to the HEB Riders Baseball Network. So long. Until next time, you've been listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. Once again, thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, InTouch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing & Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Anton's Po' Boys, Hat Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork Foods, McKinney Police Department, and Fast Signs Frisco for their support. For tickets and more information on the Riders, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!